That was the trouble with this thing. They kept beating the inevitable back, but always the margin was a little narrower afterward. And the cost of holding it at bay escalated, and the price of failure became more dreadful, while the payoff never looked any better. He felt no remorse over Tully's stall. Tully had begged for it. The wonder was that he had lasted so long. But Timmy Loken bothered him a lot. Of the four of them, Timmy had been the least deserving of an unpleasant end. He was about to give up on Smeds and go back to hiding in the ruins when he heard how the Greys were conscripting all the citizens of military age they could grab. Intuition told him what had happened. Smeds was in the army now. Which was probably the safest place he could be, if he'd had sense enough to give them a false name. The boy had sense. Old Fish headed for the ruins to tuck himself away from the eyes of the hunters, and on the way had him an inspiration. Why not hide in plain sight himself? They would argue a little because of his age, but they would take him. And it would be a damned good hedge against the coming privations of the siege. Soldiers, even militiamen, would get fed better than guys hiding in collapsed cellars. And the witch people running ore should protect their soldiers from the cholera more diligently than they would the general population. He headed for the camp the Greys had set up on the raised ground. It went about as he expected. They let him in after a little argument and a quick check for signs he was carrying cholera. He gave his name as Forto Rabus, which was a joke on himself and the Greys alike. It was the name he had been given at birth, but no one had used it for two generations. Chapter 57. For all the Black Riders had harassed the Limper into a frothing rage repeatedly with their tricks and traps and stalls, they had used sorcery very little. He did not understand their game. It troubled him, though he did not admit that even to himself. He was confident his own brute strength would carry him, was confident there was no one else in this world any longer who could match him strength for strength. They knew that. That was what troubled him. They stood no chance against him, yet they harassed and guided him in a way that suggested they had every confidence in the efficacy of what they were doing, which meant a big and terrible pitfall somewhere ahead. They had used so little sorcery that he had stopped watching for it. His own style was smashing hammer blows. Subtlety was the last thing he expected from anyone else. It was not till he came upon the same disfigured tree for the fourth time that he woke to the realization that he had seen it before, that, in fact, his tireless run had been guided into a circle about 50 miles around, and he had been chasing himself for hundreds of miles. Another damned stall. He controlled his rage and found his way off the endless track. Then he paused to take stock of himself and his surroundings.